Now, it was surely the most jolting royal headline of the 21st century. Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested and in custody on suspicion of misconduct in public life. And you had to reach back to the 17th century for the last arrest of such a senior royal, King Charles I, in 1647. Prince Andrew, as he was then known, was once the second in line to the throne. But ever since more revelations of his friendship with the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein have come to light, the royal family has tried to banish him from view. Well, he was released on Thursday night. Photographers caught some pretty unflattering pictures of him slouched in the back of a car that had been splashed on front pages all over the world. I've been talking to the BBC's royal correspondent, Johnny Diamond. Johnny Diamond, thanks so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Nick, it's lovely to talk to you.
Johnny, you have covered some of the biggest royal stories, and many of them have involved Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, as we now call him. But a royal arrest, that seemed next level. What was your reaction in that moment?
I was absolutely stunned, I'll be honest. I saw a flash on my phone. I mean, I was gobsmacked. I really was. I mean, obviously, you know, there'd been talk, a lot of it, and talk about the net tightening and all that kind of thing, but nothing actually prepares you for the words, Andrew Mountbatten, Windsor arrested at his home. It was astonishing. And, you know, we're still processing it, to be honest. You know, there's that photo that flashed around the world of him in the back of the car on his way out from the police station, looking like a hunted man. But it's bigger than that. It's still the brother of the king, the son of the late queen, eighth in line to the throne, being read his rights, being taken to the police station. You know, everything is upside down. And that's not coming from someone who sits and venerates the royal family. It's just someone who keeps an eye on it and reports on it. It does feel like a world turned upside down.
Did you immediately go foraging through the history books? I think the Caroline era in the 17th century is the last time we had something like this.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't. And I actually had some reasoning for that beyond my inherent laziness, which is, you know, however many people you can find, you know, some duke who turned up in a trial or the brother of the Prince of Wales who was, you know, once cautioned by the police. Everything is different now. You know, the times are different now. Yeah, all right, the precedent is interesting, but in a sense it's irrelevant because everything is about the times you live in. And these times are very different from the times when, you know, a prince or a duke or someone could wildly misbehave and have to turn up in court and whatever it is. These times are much more difficult times for the royal family. So the precedent is, yeah, I mean, it's interesting and it's a line. But for me, it's the present, not the past, and the way in which the family, the institution reacts and responds that's so fascinating.
Yeah, let's talk about the here and now. I mean, the release of the latest batch of the Epstein files raised questions about whether the former prince had shared sensitive information with Epstein while working as a representative of the British government, as a trade envoy. Is that what we think this investigation is about?
Oh, we're pretty sure. I mean, you know, the police in the UK are pretty tight with information. So, you know, we had this statement yesterday morning about a man in his 60s from Norfolk, the eastern county in which Andrew Mountbatten, now Windsor, now lives, had been arrested. But alongside it, there was a statement from, I think, the chief constable of the relevant police force saying it was connected to their investigations into the work of the then Prince Andrew as trade envoy. So, yeah, we are now sort of putting those two events together. And you know, people will have noticed that over the last few weeks, the Epstein files have very strongly suggested that the then Prince Andrew forwarded confidential government information that he received because he was trade envoy within seconds, either to Jeffrey Epstein directly or to people who were related to him or connected to him. And so that's what the arrest and the investigation is about. And, you know, my colleagues in the sort of home and legal part of the BBC, you know, say, you know, if they have arrested him, then you have a higher sort of standard of proof already that is demanded of the police if they're going to arrest someone. It's not like sort of saying, could you come down to the police station to help us with our inquiries? It means they have a degree of certainty about what they're talking about. So, yeah, we know we're looking into that time between 2001 and 2011 when Andrew was appointed a UK trade envoy. And this is, I mean, this is amongst the problems, leaving aside all the allegations very strenuously denied about the then Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre and a second woman who, it is alleged, was sent to the UK for his pleasure. Leaving all that aside, this is a man, a senior member of the royal family, who's meant to be working for his country, who is now under investigation and arrest for suspicion of misconduct in public office, i.e. working against his country. And that is very, very tough. I mean, you know, if you want to run against the grain of the royal family as efficiently as possible, that is the allegation. It's not betraying his country. It's not treachery, but it is certainly running up against all those words that the royal family use to describe their work, duty and service.
Police are searching Royal Lodge in Windsor, one of his residences. The Metropolitan Police are talking to his close protection officers, apparently. I want to talk about the monarchy more broadly. King Charles is often in sort of extreme damage limitation mode here. How problematic is this, Johnny, for the institution of the monarchy in Britain?
This is problematic. You know, noticeable in the statement from the King on Thursday, lunchtime here in the UK, notable by its absence was any reference at all to Andrew Mountbatten Windsor as his brother. But that is the salient problem. That is the big deal. And the Andrew affair has opened up a lot of questions about accountability and openness for the royal family. There is talk of, you know, the end of the kind of deferential attitude that really lived on through the last 20 years of the reign of the Queen. You know, to some degree, the family became untouchable as the Queen became the sort of nation's grandmother, because people so admired her. She is gone, and that layer of protection that they had has gone with her. And now the questions are coming thick and fast. So, you know, the BBC is now reporting that the government is considering altering the Act of Succession. There are a lot of members of Parliament saying, why are we not allowed to ask questions in Parliament of the royal family? You know, there's a convention that questions are not heard. There is talk about how complicit broadcasters have become in the sort of stage management of the monarchy, and that is very much including the BBC, the national broadcaster. But you get a sense of the ground shifting beneath the feet of the royal family.
Johnny Diamond, the BBC's royal correspondent, thank you so much for joining us on Saturday Extra.
Nick Bryan, a huge pleasure. Great to talk to you, Nick.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.